You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Booming Model 3 sales are moving Tesla beyond its niche. By Jack Stewart. Look at the latest data on U.S. car sales, and you won't find much in the way of surprises. Ford's F-Series pickups reign supreme. SUVs and other pickups dominate the 20 most popular models in the country, along with cheaper sedans like the Toyota Camry and Honda Civic. Let your eyes fall to the bottom of the list, though, and you'll spot a newcomer, Elon Musk's Tesla Model 3. Tesla says it delivered 56,065 of the small, electric, expensive sedans between July and October, making the Model 3 the 19th best-selling car in the country for the quarter. Take a closer look at the numbers, and you'll find the upstart automaker is now moving so many cars, it's having a noticeable and notable impact on the broader industry. 15 years after its founding, Tesla has left the niche. "We can't really brush them aside anymore," says Tim Fleming, an analyst at Kelley Blue Book, which produces a monthly report on vehicle sales by brand, segment, and manufacturer. Their sales really kicked up with the production of the Model 3. That's particularly apparent when you compare Tesla to similarly priced luxury cars. There, Tesla ranked 4th in sales last quarter, ahead of industry giants Audi, Cadillac, and Porsche, plus a few others. KBB's report also shows a 2.5% increase in what the industry calls transaction prices for new cars, the price a customer pays once options are added and discounts are taken off the base price. And the numbers indicate that Tesla, with an average transaction price of $67,815 overall, is largely responsible. Take the Musk mobiles out of the mix, and the overall increase is just 1.5%. As Tesla continues to scale up production of the Model 3, it's only selling higher-priced versions, with a $5,000 premium package included. In October, it introduced a new mid-range model, with 260 miles of range and a starting price of $45,000. But add in metallic paint, fancy wheels, and autopilot, and the price climbs to more like $55,000. What's more, it's still selling the Model S sedan and Model X SUV, which can cost as much as $150,000, fully spec'd. The big question for Tesla, and the analysts and investors who monitor it closely, is whether it can maintain this momentum. Presumably, many of the 400,000-plus people who reserved the right to buy a Model 3 will want the yet-to-arrive $35,000 version. Musk says the company can't make that car and stay profitable yet, but promises to in 6 months or so. Remember that Musk and deadlines have a tricky relationship. Even if its sales do slow, Fleming says the Model 3's success is remarkable. Tesla's market share increased from 0.5% this time last year to 2.1% in September. Brands like Jeep or Subaru have seen similar rises, but over 4 or 5 years. Tesla did it in 8 months. The Silicon Valley automaker's longer-term plans include a small SUV called the Model Y, which, given the proclivities of U.S. car buyers, may see even more demand than the Model 3. If Elon Musk gets it right, this won't be the last time Tesla has a quantifiable impact on car sales.